Grace and peace to you, to all of you who are in Jesus Christ, and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May 21, 2011.com with another study in the series in the book of Revelation. We're on Revelation 12, and we're covering the last three verses of Revelation 12. That's verses 15 through 17. Let me read those verses to begin with, and then we'll go into our normal introduction, and then we'll take each verse one by one, and then finish up with our conclusion. The study is entitled, Satan Spews Out Water as a Flood After the Eternal Church, but the Earth Helped Them. Let's begin reading the three verses. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Shortly after the church age began, Satan spewed out water as a flood to carry away the eternal church, the elect. But something happened. The earth helped the church by swallowing up the flood before the elect could be completely washed away. This angered Satan so that he went to war with the remnant of the seed of the church. These were those who kept God's commands and had the witness of Jesus Christ, who were the remnant of the seed of the church. Who were the remnant of the seed of the church? Who was the seed of the church? What was the water as a flood that spewed out from Satan's mouth? And how did the earth swallow this flood up to protect the church? May our Lord and God, Jesus Christ, give to us these things to give us deeper insight into how Satan seeks to harm us and how God has protected us that we might praise Him for all He has done for us. Amen. Let's look at verse 15. It reads, once again, the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. In the first part of this verse, we read, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman. Now, I don't need to expound on the term the serpent, because we all know that the serpent refers to Satan himself. The serpent takes us back to the beginning, when Satan, in the form of a serpent, that is a snake, deceived Eve into eating the forbidden fruit. We read in Genesis 3, verses 1 through 5, now the serpent was more subtle, that is crafty, deceptive, sly, or shrewd, than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, the only point really to be made here is that the idea of a serpent, the idea of a serpent has from the beginning carried with it the meaning of great shrewdness, craftiness, and deception. So when our verse says that the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, we can reasonably assume that this water that comes out of Satan's mouth has something to do with great shrewdness, craftiness, and deception. For that has been the very nature of the serpent, Satan, from the beginning. And we read that this water as a flood comes out of Satan's mouth, just as his great shrewdness, craftiness, and deception came out of his mouth in the garden to deceive Eve in the beginning. So what does this shrewd, crafty, and deceptive water that comes out of Satan's mouth represent? First, we should recognize that the word flood in our verse is normally translated as river. So when our verse says, "And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman," it can be translated, "And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a river after the woman." Next, where else in the Bible is water spoken of as a river? Remember, we read in John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39, "In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, 'If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Christ was not yet glorified.'" Thus, Jesus said that if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Then he reveals what it means to come to him and drink. It means to believe on him. For he then says, "He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." But then we read, "But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." So, we must conclude that the rivers of living water that would flow from the one who believes in Christ is the Holy Spirit that would flow from the believers after Jesus went back to heaven to be glorified, and the Holy Spirit was given to them, which we know took place on Pentecost of 33 AD, when the Word of God and the Gospel began to go out to the whole world by the Holy Spirit through the believers in Jesus Christ. And you can read about that in Acts chapter 2 and onward. The Holy Spirit then, that would flow as a river from those who believed on Christ, was identified with the Word of God or the Gospel of salvation. And so the rivers of living water that would flow out of the one who believes belly or bowel, that represents the believer's innermost being or soul, was the gospel or word of God. We can further see that river symbolized the word of God or gospel when we remember what was taught back in Revelation chapter 8, verse 10, that you can click on to see. Remember, we found that the great star that fell upon the third part of the rivers and fountains of water was Christ, bringing judgment upon all the Christian churches during the Great Tribulation that began on May 21, 1988. Because all the believers in Christ from whom flowed the rivers of living water, the gospel or the word of God, were then, at that time, still in the local Christian churches and congregations throughout the world, until they came to realize that they were commanded by Christ to depart out from all churches during the Great Tribulation. And you can click once again on Revelation 8:10 for more information on this and why depart from all churches. But now let's return to our verse in study. Once again, it reads, "And the serpent, that is Satan, cast out of his mouth water as a flood, that is as a river, after the woman, that is the eternal church, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood." Now, we can begin to understand what it means that Satan cast out of his mouth water as a river after the eternal church. Since water as a river would normally refer to the Word of God or gospel going into the world through the elect by the Holy Spirit, when this water as a river or flood comes out of the mouth of Satan and not out of the mouth of God, it must be a river or flood of Satan's own words or great shrewdness, craftiness, and deception or false gospels to try and deceive the eternal church, the elect, and to turn the rest of the world away from the truth of God and the elect, that the true gospel or word of God might be carried away by all Satan's deceptive lies. Of course, Satan would accomplish this through all his false prophets in the same way that he deceived virtually the entire nation of Israel, so that they did not even recognize their Messiah, Jesus Christ, when he came to them, even to this day. But instead, they carried him away and crucified him. Indeed, Satan used all the cunning lies of his false teachers and prophets to lead virtually the whole nation of Israel astray, except the remnant of the elect, and to actually turn the nation of Israel against the truth. And you can refresh your mind on that in Revelation 12:4 by clicking on that link. Likewise, once again, during the New Testament period, Satan cast from his mouth through his false prophets water as a river or flood of his own words of great shrewdness, craftiness, and deception, or false gospels, to try and deceive the eternal church, the elect, and to turn the rest of the world away from the truth of God and the elect, that the true gospel or word of God might be carried away by all their lies. And indeed, he had great success. In fact, by the end of the church age, on May 21, 1988, all the Christian churches in the world had enough false Christians and false teachings in them because of Satan's false prophets and people who had infiltrated the churches, that God's patience ran out and he brought judgment against all the churches by removing the Holy Spirit from them so that Satan could freely become ruler in them without resistance. And you can click on the link, Why Leave All Churches, for more information. And listen to 2 Thessalonians 2, 1-11, The Man of Sin. Satan's rulership in the churches brought about the Great Tribulation, wherein no one could any longer be eternally saved in or through a local church. But people were only being falsely saved into Satan's false gospels and teachings that gained power in all the churches. So, the river of flood of deception that Satan had cast from his mouth through false prophets and false Christians at the beginning of the church age did finally deceive virtually all the Christian local churches worldwide in one thing or another by the end of the church age on May 21, 1988, just as it had deceived virtually all of national Israel by the end of the Old Testament period when Christ came to earth. So today, All the local Christian churches worship the Antichrist, who is the counterfeit Christ that set himself up in the temple of God, the churches, as their king, to bring God's judgment against them without them even knowing it. Yes, they are being fed a strong delusion that they would believe a lie, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 11. Yet on the other hand, the true eternal church, the elect, who are but a remnant, have obeyed Christ's command to depart out from all the local churches and congregations, just like the Holy Spirit had departed out earlier, beginning on May 21, 1988, at the end of the church age. But now, not only the entire world is against the elect, but also all the local churches, which used to be the homes of the elect, are against them, as the elect were spiritually killed in all the churches. And you can refresh your memory in Revelation 11, 7 to 10 by clicking on the link. And the elect are now obeying Yahweh's command to proclaim judgment against all the churches and the entire world ever since Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. And you can click on Jeremiah 50, verse 2. For more information on that. Truth is considered to be a lie, and the lie, Satan, is considered to be the truth. So it appears that the water as a river or flood of deception and false gospels that came from the mouth of the serpent Satan through his false prophets and false brethren to go after the eternal church, the elect, has today carried away all the local churches and congregations with the flood that they could no longer even recognize the true Messiah, except, of course, for the remnant, namely the elect. But the elect are no longer in the local churches. And you can click on the link, Why Leave All Churches? Let's move on to verse 16. Of Revelation 12, and let's say a little bit about that verse. It reads, "And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth." Since we have already learned that the woman in this verse refers to the eternal church, the elect, you can click on verse 1 to see that. And we know that the dragon refers to Satan, and you can click on verse 2 to be refreshed about that. The most important term in this verse to understand is the earth. For it is the earth that helped the woman, the eternal church, the elect. And the earth that opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood, that is the river of Satan's deceptive lies and false gospels through his false prophets, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. First, notice that this flood from Satan comes from his mouth. This further supports what we had learned in the previous verse, that the flood from out of Satan's mouth sent against the eternal church, the elect, represents crafty words of false teachings, lies, and false gospels to try and deceive the elect, because these spoken things must come out of Satan's mouth, which is exactly where the flood is said to come from. That is, from the serpents or dragons, that is, Satan's mouth. And please understand, we are not saying that everything that comes out of Satan's mouth is a lie. But he seeks to speak only enough lies mixed with truth that the eternal church, the elect, might be deceived, hurt, or destroyed. In fact, we read in Matthew 24, verse 24, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, inasmuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." And again, we read in Mark 13, verse 22, For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Thus, Satan can come so close to the truth, and even with signs and wonders, that is, miracles, that even God's elect, the eternal church, could be deceived, if it were possible. So the elect should never base truth on miracles, signs, or wonders, for Satan can do such things, but they should only base truth on the Word of God, which are only the Scriptures now included in most Protestant Bibles, by comparing Scripture with Scripture and letting the Bible be its own dictionary and commentary. And I encourage you to click on the link, First Principles of Bible Study, to make sure you are properly studying the Bible. But now, getting back to our verse, what does it mean that the earth helped the woman? And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. To answer this question, we need to define the word earth. The Greek word translated as earth can also be translated as land, country, territory, region, and more, depending on the context. But here we must notice that the earth is spoken of as having a mouth that it opened to swallow up the flood from the dragon, Satan. It makes the earth sound as if it were a person, because it is normally a person who can open her mouth and swallow something, even as we found that the flood from Satan's mouth came from the mouths of the persons of his false prophets that cast out crafty words and false teachings and false gospels to try and deceive the eternal church, the elect. Remember what we had learned in Revelation 12, verse 12, you can click on to see it, that the term the earth represents the people of the earth, because every person was originally created from the dust of the earth and so are a part of the earth. Even so, here in this verse, when we define the earth as the people of the earth, then we are being told that the earth, that is, the people of the earth, help the woman, that is, the eternal church, the elect, and the earth, that is, the people of the earth, opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. But how could the people of the earth have opened their mouths and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth? Obviously, it doesn't mean that the people of the earth literally opened their physical mouths and physically swallowed up Satan's flood, because Satan's flood was not physical water that could be physically swallowed, but it was evil spiritual water of all kinds in a flood that came through his false prophets' lies, false teachings, false religions, and false gospels that he cast out in an attempt to deceive or harm the elect during the church age. So in that the people of the earth opened their mouths and swallowed Satan's flood is symbolism to mean that they believed and took in Satan's false teachings into their innermost bowels, which symbolizes their innermost hearts or souls, so that they were deceived by Satan's flood of lies, false teachings, religions, and false gospels that were cast out after the eternal church, the elect, to try and deceive or harm them. But now we have to reconcile with the fact that the earth, which we found refers to the people of the earth, is said to have helped the woman, that is, the eternal church, the elect, by swallowing up the flood of Satan's lies, false teachings, religions, and false gospels. In other words, during the church age, how did it help the eternal church, the elect, for the people of the earth to have swallowed up, that has come to believe, Satan's lies, false teachings, false religions, and false gospels? Well, simply by this. The people of the earth would sooner or later pass away or die from war, disease, sickness, volcanoes, earthquakes, tsunamis, tornadoes, hurricanes, famines, heat, cold, accidents, old age, wind, and of course many other reasons. And to a certain extent, the deaths and burials of these people of the earth would cause the flood of Satan's lies, false teachings, false religions, and false gospels that they had come to believe to be swallowed up by the earth as they were buried in graves. Thus, in this way, the people of the earth who had swallowed up Satan's flood of lies and false teachings helped the eternal church, the elect, during the church age. And with the Holy Spirit restraining Satan's flood of evil spirits, false teachings, religions, and false gospels within the churches from completely carrying away the eternal church, namely the elect in them, Satan never was able to completely deceive all the local churches and congregations in which the eternal church, the elect, resided until the end of the church age on May 21, 1988, when the Holy Spirit began to be removed from all the churches. So at the end of the church age on May 21, 1988, Satan's river of false teachings and false gospels finally were able to so infiltrate virtually all the Christian churches in the world, and this brought God's judgment upon them all by removing His Holy Spirit, so that Satan, the Antichrist, that people are still wrongly thinking will be a man, could take and rule over them all as the counterfeit Christ. And you can click on the link, Who is the Antichrist, for more information that shows that he is Satan. And click on the link, Why Leave All Churches, if you haven't done so already. That's right. People who have not come out of the churches are now going to church to worship the counterfeit Christ, who is the Antichrist. And they don't even know it. For God is feeding them a strong delusion, as we read in 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 9 through 12. Let's read those verses. Even him, and the him refers to the man of sin, the son of perdition, the Antichrist, who is Satan, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause shall God send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. In fact, the churches have now been completely carried away by water as a river that has been cast out from Satan's mouth. Satan's false teachings and gospels have so infiltrated the churches through all the counterfeit Christians who now fill them with the teachings of Satan. The truth has been cast to the ground, trampled by the Gentiles, and washed away. And the true elect, who are the two witnesses who were spiritually killed in the churches, and you can click on that link to see that, have long since departed out from all the churches in obedience to the Lord's command. I encourage you to click on the link, Why Leave All Churches, and listen to 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 11, The Man of Sin, by clicking on that link. Moving on to our last verse that we will cover in Revelation 12, it reads, "And the dragon was wroth," or angry, "with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commands of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." In this last verse, which concludes Revelation chapter 12, we first read that the dragon, who is Satan, was wroth or angry with the woman, the eternal church, the elect. The old English word wroth means angry. So our verse says, "And Satan was angry with the eternal church, the elect." But interestingly, this word translated as angry is in the passive voice of the Greek. This means that when our verse says that the dragon, that is Satan, was angry with the woman, that is the eternal church, the elect, Satan's anger did not originate from within himself, as he was passive in the matter. And you can click on passive voice to better understand that if you need to. No, rather, Satan's anger originated from what we read in the previous two verses, actually, namely that Satan was cast out of his mouth water as a flood after God's people, but the earth, that is the people of the earth, helped God's people by swallowing up some of that flood. That is, the people of the earth took in or believed Satan's flood of lies, false teachings, false religions, and false gospels. But many of these deceptions had no lasting effect against the eternal church, because these deceptions vanished when the people of the earth who had taken or believed in them died and were buried in the earth. It was as if the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up Satan's flood of lies, false teachings, and false gospels that were meant to carry away or deceive the woman, namely the eternal church, the elect. Thus, the earth, that is the people of the earth, helped God's people from being completely overrun by Satan's deceptions. And this is what caused the dragon, Satan, to become angry with the woman, that is the eternal church, the elect. So, Satan did not become angry because of something in himself. Well, remember, he was passive in the matter, according to the voice of the verb angry. But Satan became angry because of what happened outside himself, which was that the earth, that is the people of the earth, helped God's people by taking and believing in Satan's lies. But they then soon died and were buried along with Satan's lies that were in them, to be swallowed up by the earth in their graves, so that Satan's false teachings and false gospels were not able to completely overcome the eternal church, the elect, as Satan probably thought that it would. Now let's look at an example of how just one lie in Satan's flood of lies, taken and believed in by the people of the earth, could result in severe persecution of the eternal church, the elect. One such lie that Satan spread among the people in the first century was that the elect were cannibals. Because didn't Jesus say, like in John 6, verse 54, "Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day"? Some of the people of the earth that heard Jesus say this thought that he and his followers were cannibals, and they passed this belief around to others. It resulted in the persecution of the followers of Christ. But eventually, the people who believed this lie and were doing the most passing around of it, they died and were buried in the earth. So it was as though the earth swallowed up Satan's lies so that it didn't end up completely destroying as many of God's people as it could have. And think about this. This was only one lie. Can you begin to imagine how Satan's flood of many various lies could eventually completely destroy the eternal church if such lies were crafty enough? Absolutely. But the earth, that is the people of the earth, helped God's people during the church age because although they had been deceived by Satan to persecute the woman, the eternal church, the elect, they relatively soon died and were buried in the earth along with their false beliefs, so that their persecution of the eternal church eventually ended. And this is why we read, and the dragon was angry with the woman because of all that, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So, not only was Satan angry with the woman, who is the eternal church, the elect, because the people of the earth helped the eternal church by swallowing up his lies by their relatively soon deaths, but we are told he went to make war with the remnant of her seed. Who is her seed? That is, who is the seed of the eternal church, the elect? On the one hand, we might say that the seed of the eternal church, the elect, are the spiritual children or offspring that came to Christ through the testimony and discipling of the eternal church or the elect. As when the Apostle Paul, for instance, says to the Christian believers in Corinthians 4, verses 14 through 16, I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, be you followers of me. Notice that the Apostle Paul here claims that those who came to faith by him through the gospel are his sons, and he is their father. So, in the same way, we might think that the seed of the eternal church, the elect, would be those that they first brought to salvation and discipled. But if we stay within the immediate context of Revelation chapter 12, then we remember that it was the woman, that is the eternal church, the elect, through Mary who brought forth or gave birth to the man-child who is Christ. And you can click on Revelation 12, 4 through 5 to see that. Therefore, Christ must be the seed of the eternal church. In fact, we are plainly told this in Galatians 3, where we read in verse 16, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. And he says, not and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. You see, Abraham was a type of God the Father, and he brought forth a son, Isaac, who was a type of Christ, who was brought forth into this world by God the Father through the eternal church by Mary to suffer and die to pay for all their sins. Thus, the seed of the woman, the seed of the eternal church, the elect, is Christ himself. But now if Christ is the seed of the woman, who is the remnant of her seed? Or we could phrase the question, because we already found that Christ is her seed, who then is the remnant of Christ? Because remember, Our verse says, and the dragon, that is Satan, was angry with the woman, that is the eternal church, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, that is with the remnant of Christ. Of course, the remnant of Christ could be none other than the elect themselves. They are called the remnant of her seed, who is Christ, because they are not only few in number compared to the whole number of people in the world, but even very few in number when compared to the whole number of people in the local churches and congregations during the church age. Indeed, Christ said that many are called, but few are chosen, Matthew 22, verse 14. And today, when God's wrath continues to rest upon all the churches and congregations in the world ever since the church age ended and judgment began, with the whole house of God on May 21, 1988, and the elect have long since departed out from all the churches to obey Christ's command before Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, the churches are now completely full of the antichrists, the false Christs, counterfeit Christians, and they know it not. But when the last day comes in a relatively short period, and all those still in the churches see the elect who had departed out from all the churches being raptured to heaven, and they left behind for the lake of fire, then they will know it in anger, sorrow, and despair, because they would not listen to the elect that judgment on the churches had come, that unless they departed out from their churches before judgment day began, they would all be destroyed. So in summary, our verse is telling us that after Satan opened his mouth and cast out water as a flood of evil spirits through false prophets with false teachings and false gospels after the eternal church, the elect, during the church age, he thought it would completely destroy the eternal church, the elect, but it did not, because the earth, that is the people of the earth, swallowed up, that is they took and believed in Satan's lies of deception, but they soon perished, and so took Satan's lies of deception with them to the grave. So it was as though the earth helped the eternal church, the elect, by swallowing up Satan's flood of lies and deceptions, which were meant to deceive and harm the elect. And this is why Satan was angry with the woman, and he went to make war with the remnant of her seed, namely the elect of Jesus Christ. Now next, we are told that what distinguishes the elect from everyone else who claims a relationship with Christ. We read that they are the ones which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. The elect are first taught the commandments of God by the Holy Spirit, as we read in John 16:13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit came to Christ's disciples when He was poured out at Pentecost in 33 AD, Acts chapter 2. And He is who gave us the Holy Scriptures through the apostles and prophets by the end of the first century, so that today Christ's elect are taught the truth by the Holy Spirit through the Holy Scriptures that were passed around from church to church before the end of the first century. Those books were not yet canonized in one book, the Bible, but still, God considered them as the whole book of the Bible in a bunch of different letters and books that the churches, early church, accepted, and the Old Testament scriptures that the Jews in the early first century accepted, the scriptures that Jesus accepted. Those are the scriptures that we are taught the truth by the Holy Spirit through. The Holy Spirit has not given any new holy scripture ever since the first century. Revelation 18, verse 22, and Jude, chapter 1, verse 3. So any religion or faith that believes to have received revelation from God in dreams, visions, voices, tongues, prophecy, new writings, or anything else for that matter since the first century is false. Don't be deceived. If you think God is still giving new revelation today, and I don't mean that God is not giving illumination of things already in the scriptures, then you are already deceived by Satan, the counterfeit Christ, the false angel of light, who is deceiving all the churches and the whole world. Now, once the elect have learned the commandments of God, they will keep them, because in Christ they have been freed from the bondage to sin and given the divine power to learn and follow the teachings of God that no one else has. This is why God says through the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 2, verse 4, "He that says, I know him, and keeps not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Anyone who truly knows Christ, you see, cannot continue to sin. Again, we read in 1 John chapter 3, verse 9, "Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God." This doesn't mean that whoever is born of God, that is the elect, can never sin, but it means such a one cannot ongoingly or continue to sin. For the two verbs translated to make it sound like one who is born of God cannot sin are both in the indicative mood and present tense, which means that the verse can be legitimately translated like this: whosoever is born of God does not continue in sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot continue in sin because he is born of God. On the other hand, someone who is not born of God will continue to sin in one thing or another because they are under bondage to sin and have not the divine power to free themselves from the power of sin and Satan. They will just continue in sin, and they may not even know that they are sinning. For without the Holy Spirit, they are not revealed the truth. They are blind. For instance, the Holy Spirit was revealed to God's elect in the Holy Scriptures that they are no longer to be a part of any local church or congregation as commanded by their Lord Jesus Christ. Because the church age ended in 1988, and shortly after that, they were commanded to come out of the churches because God's judgment came upon all the churches. For the scripture says, 1 Peter 4:17, judgment must begin with the house of God. But those who have remained in a church have been blinded not to see this. So they continue in sin, but don't even know it, even if it is shown to them to reveal that they have not been truly born of God. For one who is born of God will come to all the truth eventually and will obey the truth. They cannot continue in disobedience to the Word of God. And the churches have many other sins that they continue to commit as well. And anyone who is now a part of them shares in all those sins. If you're in a church that has been around for a long time, and there are some churches that have been around for a long time, I think of the Catholic Church. And you think of all the sins that the Catholic Church has committed down through the centuries. It's immense. It's immense. And anyone who continues to stay in that church, they're sharing in all that church's sins. And God has brought judgment upon all the churches, and He doesn't want His people to be in the churches under judgment. He wants them to come out. And that's what God's elect did leading up to Judgment Day on May 21, 2011. Well, let's conclude. During the church age, Satan was cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the eternal church that he thought would carry them away. This water as a flood, we learn to be Satan's lies, false teachings, false religions, and false gospels that he sent out into the world through his evil spirits, false prophets, and unsaved people to hurt, deceive, or destroy the eternal church, the elect. Fortunately, the people of the earth helped the eternal church by swallowing up, that is, taking and believing in, Satan's lies that could hurt, deceive, or destroy the elect if given enough time. But the people of the earth who had been deceived relatively soon perished for one reason or another, taking Satan's lies with them to the grave. It was as if the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up many of Satan's lies to help protect the eternal church. Then, when Satan saw that the earth helped the eternal church, the elect, he was made angry against them, and he went to battle with the remnant of the eternal church's seed, who we discovered was the remnant of Christ, the true elect. Having been born of God, the elect are those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. They keep the commandments of God not because they can never sin, as they can, but they can never continue to sin or live in sin or have a lifestyle of sinning because the seed of God is in them that has not only set them free from the bondage to sin and Satan that the whole world is in, but to empower them to learn God's ways and to keep them. All praise and glory to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now until the next time, may Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace.